It's widely acknowledged that establishing meaningful connections and fostering trust are essential for driving effective leadership and facilitating growth. However, even with the best intentions, many priests and business leaders encounter a common obstacle, and that's the difficulty of forging these vital connections. So the question persists, how can we authentically connect with those under our care to cultivate the trusting relationships essential for the church's growth? In a recent blog, I emphasized the power of intimate gatherings in a relaxed atmosphere to foster those meaningful connections. And this belief was reaffirmed for me during my latest coffee chat event, where I was able to witness to the profound workings of the Holy Spirit. With minimal effort on my part, I simply invited individuals to join me at a local coffee shop at their convenience, with the sole focus of getting to know them better without diverting the conversation toward myself, encouraging attendees to share their stories with each other resulted in not only new connections, but also the building of trust and the experience of healing through those newfound relationships. So I'd like to share some key insights I've gained from hosting these events over the years and nurturing relationships with leaders who are building trust in their own communities and spreading their impact by connecting with others. The first thing that we need to understand is that we need to listen and validate. Take time to actually listen to what they're trying to say and validate their emotions without any judgment. We cannot argue with someone's emotions and how they feel, but by validating them, we're letting them know that we fully understand them better and that we actually see them. We must show genuine interest. This can be challenging sometimes. So find that area where you can demonstrate sincere interest in their well-being and in their own growth, showing that you value them as an individual, not simply for what they can do for you. Be authentic. So often, our titles, our positions, and even the collar can be a barrier to authenticity. Humans need to see the other human in front of us, not the title. So let them get to see you for who you are as a person, because authenticity fosters trust. So be genuine, be transparent, be honest and kind and respectful. Prioritize them. Shift the focus from your own agenda to understanding what their needs are. This is an opportunity in this encounter to keep the focus on them and not bringing it back onto us. And then finally, meet them where they are. Adapt to their culture, their background, their education, their language. Not to diminish our own moral standings, however, we need to get down on their level playing field for them to be able to connect with us. A typical example is in the words that we use. So often we put it in corporate speak or in church speak, and they're not at that level to understand exactly what we mean, and they're not likely to stop and say, "I don't understand." So be attuned and aware of that and meet them where they are. So in closing, let's reflect on the timeless wisdom of one of my dear mentors, John Maxwell, where he often says, "Leaders touch a heart before they ask for a hand." So let us unite in overcoming the obstacles to connection and pledge to rebuild trust in our church. Let's ensure that those under our care feel seen, heard, and valued before we extend our hand for their assistance. By connecting our hearts first, we unify our faith and grow our church.